Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And if you have been feeling at all during the pandemic like the world's kind of out of control, I don't know if you've had that thought, or if you feel like protests seem to be happening more often, or you see people on the streets yelling things a lot these days.
More unrest.
Yeah.
If you've seen that, or if you secretly have a desire for a natural disaster.
Or, yeah, the complete destruction of planet Earth.
Or if you want the world to burn. that might be normal. That's kind of going on right now in us. We've got some research out of Denmark, Aarhus University. They've looked into what the COVID-19 pandemic has done to us on a global scale when it comes to our, what would you say here?
Our political intentions. I mean, it's limited to politics, but it's bigger than politics. It's about what it has changed inside of us in a way that none of us can really see.
Let's go to Frederik Jørgensen right now, or Jørgensen, in Aarhus, Denmark.
Science Unscripted.
I'm Frederik Jørgensen. I'm a postdoc at the Aarhus University with the HOPE project, which is a large project on COVID behavior in Denmark. And we did a study on how psychological burden regarding COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic, is associated with anti-systemic attitudes and political violence.
And let's get right into it. How are they related, or what was the conclusion of your study, of your research?
So the conclusion is this, that we see a clear association between people with high COVID burden or self-reported COVID burden, and then their attitudes toward the system. So people with higher experience burden are more likely to hold anti-systemic attitudes, and also they're more likely to be ready to do political violence or engage in political violence compared to people who experience lower burden.
And in kind of simpler English, I think what you're saying is, if COVID made my life really difficult, then I am more likely to, I don't know, go out on the streets and protest and try to, I don't know, bring the system down?
Exactly, yeah. And maybe one qualification is that the proportion of people who are willing to go out and try to bring the system down is overall small, but that proportion is just significantly larger among people who experience a high level of COVID burden.
Frederik, how did you figure this out?
How we figured this out? So basically we had these hypotheses. We had three hypotheses based on existing literature. So one, higher burden leads to more anti-systemic attitudes. Two, higher burden leads to a specific kind of behavior, so the behavior we were just discussing. And three, that experience with police violence would sort of amplify this association. So those are hypotheses that come from existing literature. Then we went out into the world, surveyed people across Denmark, Italy, Hungary, and the U.S., and we then investigated these associations and found out that this was actually also out there in the real world.
And what were the exact questions that you asked in your survey?
When we're talking about attitudes, we're using a validated scale called the Need for Care scale. So that scale is, for example, asking about it's eight statements, basically. One statement is, I get a kick when natural disasters strike in foreign countries. Another statement, for example, is, I fantasize about a natural disaster wiping out most of the humanity. A more political loaded statement is that we cannot fix the problems in our social institutions. We need to tear them down and start all over again. So that's a validated scale about attitudes, and we're basically just using already validated scales that are out there.
Did I hear you correctly, Frederik? One of those questions was about fantasizing about a huge act of destruction?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if I'm...
So apocalyptical thinking then, or...
Yeah, it's just that. So the idea with the scale is, so there's basically two components to the scale. There's a political component, and then there's a non-political component. But what the scale is designed to sort of capture is just this latent psychological feeling that people just want to bring down the existing system, or you could also say just want to see the world burn, basically.
I guess one question I have is it possible that this is a correlation and not causation, and that it actually could be going in reverse? Because what if the kinds of people who fantasize about, you know, earthly destruction and, you know, upheaval in the political system, what if the people who fantasize about that kind of stuff are also the people who suffered the most under COVID, if that makes sense?
That's a valid concern, and this is something we note as a limitation in the research. However, I would like to say that this is so we, in this study specifically, we measured people twice, so we recontacted people, so we're not just regressing the outcome on the independent variable. We're actually regressing changes in the outcome on changes in the experienced COVID burden. So in that way, we're able to control for a lot of stuff, so stuff that is stable over time, basically. Of course, that also comes with a set of assumptions for us to be able to say that this is a causal relationship. And with only two periods, we are not able to test this in the paper, those assumptions, specifically common trends assumption. But actually, since then, we've obtained another round of data. And with that extra round of data, we were able to test that assumption. And it does seem that it's not reverse causality that is creating the association that we see here. It's rather actually changes in perceived COVID burden that impacts on these types of attitudes and behaviors.
Is there an explanation for why people in the wake of a pandemic would want the world to burn? is there a reason why?
The idea is that this perceived burden or this experienced burden is basically just lighting up sort of latent existing feelings, right? So you have these, you have this tendency with you, latent, sort of, and then this burden comes along and it just makes you, it lights the fire, basically. That's the idea.
And so in that regard, it doesn't actually have anything to do with a pandemic or with COVID-19.
Not necessarily, no. It could be something else, right? But now it just happened to be the context of the pandemic.
Something that makes my life much harder and much worse.
Yeah, exactly. The main takeaway here is that, okay, so we are in a pandemic and we had to do something, right? We are in a massive health crisis, for the economy, but we just also have to be aware of that how we manage the pandemic also have potential other side effects, right? And so one thing is your mental health for people out in the society, and how that then impacts specifically citizens vis-a-vis societies and governments, right? And so I guess that's a major takeaway here, that we need to be aware that the management of the pandemic also can create potential negative side effects.
And did I understand you correctly that it's a universal human trait to have a latent desire to bring the system down, or for apocalyptic natural disasters? Is that something that's just in us?
In many of us, I guess, but of course it's more pronounced in some people than others. And I want to also say that so it's still only small fractions of the societies that we find are ready to sort of like burn down, tear down the world, go out and commit violent, political violent acts. So, but the point here is that we see that proportion of people is just significantly larger among those who experience a large burden.
for our listeners out there who may at this point feel like, well, okay, you know, I don't know what to do with this information. I guess, you know, some people, they have a tough time, especially people who were financially impacted by the pandemic or who, because of homeschooling and trying to work as well, are extremely stressed out, burnt out. Okay, now it, you know, sort of makes sense why they may be more politically agitated or posting wilder stuff on social media platforms. What can they do with this, our listeners? What should they learn?
Maybe they should learn that they're not alone. Like, there are many people who actually feel distressed, right? So I think that's also an important takeaway here. It is to acknowledge that you're not alone. Talk with other people about all the concerns and all the discomfort and all the strains that that COVID restrictions are putting on you. I guess that's important. And then I think there's also a lesson to be learned for policymakers, that they should think hard about these things. Like, restrictions have heterogeneous impacts on different people, right? And some people are hurt more by restrictions than others. So they need to think about how they implement these restrictions really, really hard.
I'm wondering if you saw your research validated by some of the political unrest that we actually witnessed in the past year and a half since the pandemic. When you saw protests or saw the news of those protests, did you say, aha, I knew that was coming? Or I know what's going on out there. Was that a feeling that you had?
So the whole idea about this was actually it was spurred on by all the unrest that was going on in the context of Black Lives Matter movement in the U.S. And actually we were able to refine these patterns for all the Black Lives Matters protests that were going on in the U.S. In many ways, this research was motivated by all the unrest that we were seeing was going on across many countries in the world, and we were able to find these patterns across the specific countries that we investigated, and also across different types of upheavals.
And so you're saying that the pandemic played a role in the Black Lives Matter protests?
At least we're able to refine the same patterns, right? That people who report that that they experience high degrees of COVID burden, they were also more likely to engage, for example, in police violence during the Black Lives Matter protests.
And that was Frederik Jørgensen speaking to us from Aarhus University in Denmark.
Yeah,
and about a very touchy topic, Connor.
I think for me, it confirms a suspicion that I think I've had, that a lot of people have had over the last, what, we're getting close to 2 years of pandemic, or at least a year and a half, which is that things just feels like there are more protests or people are just more aggravated and angry. And when a politician does something wrong, which, you know, they're human, they do things wrong sometimes, mm-hmm. then people are more angry about that now than they were before. And that makes sense now.
And you're talking there on the solely individual level. Every human being on the planet is angrier now since the pandemic.
I mean, to be totally forthcoming.
No, seriously.
To be totally forthcoming, Gabe, you and I have talked about this. We share an office, and I think I've said that to you way before this research came out, and I think other people out there know that feeling. You and I are pretty positive, optimistic guys who enjoy a laugh.
Chief among us, you.
Yeah.
And you have been really negative lately. No, but yeah. Yeah.
There have been days where we stop talking in the middle of, I don't know, whatever topic we're in, and say like, look, we're why are we being so negative, man? What happened to us? And this sounds like a piece of that puzzle.
It's the pandemic, yeah. But from the individual then going to the collective, which is what Frederik Jørgensen seems to be after, it becomes touchy when you say that something like Black Lives Matter or the George Floyd protests were motivated by something else other than what they were actually motivated by, you see, almost diminishing the importance of.
Of course. I think what he's trying to say is that there's an extra added component to it that, you know, maybe people hadn't thought about before. Obviously, lots of latent racial injustice frustration. That's the overwhelming majority, in my personal view, of what those protests were about. But then you mixed into it,
and then add the pandemic to it, and
I think you can.
The world burns down, as he said.
You can apply that to a lot of different latent social, economic, whatever frustrations that have been there for decades, if not centuries, and then you add a pandemic to it, and the ferocity of the anger or the protests or the frustration goes up, and that's interesting and important to know about for a lot of reasons. And he didn't quite get into it there. The last thing I want to say is, for me at the personal level, what I take away from this is a little bit of empathy, if that makes sense. I've seen some wild posts on Facebook. Gabe, you and I have been to an anti-corona protest here in Germany, and you hear things that just don't make sense, right? And the empathy, I think, comes in when you again realize these are people who are just suffering a lot, and they need something to punch at.
Yeah. I mean, there in particular, it was quite clear what they were angry about. Yeah. But I think the general takeaway here is that on a collective level and an individual level, we're all a bit more irritated.
Yeah.
and if you're feeling that way out there, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, we are too. Like, literally, Gabe and I are feeling that way too. So much. Although we're coming out of it. Today's a good day. Get in touch with us, please, if you have any questions, anything you'd like to add. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.